This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
A new report from RNIB Cymru outlines the true cost of sight loss in Wales. Joining me now is Policy and Public Affairs Manager in Wales, Liz Williams. Liz, croeso nôl, welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch yn fawr, thank you.
The cost of living report shows that blind and partially sighted people have been hit harder by the recent rise in the cost of living than the general public. What sort of results have you found?
Well, that's exactly it. We surveyed over 100 blind and partially sighted people last year, and really we wanted to gain a better understanding of the impact of the rise in the cost of living on people with sight loss. And one of the key findings was that life costs more if you have sight loss. And what I mean by this is blind and partially sighted people face necessary and unavoidable additional costs directly resulting from their sight loss. And this is having such a significant impact on their finances. So just a few examples for you. So people spoke about the extra cost of lighting. Now, this includes lighting under kitchen units, in corridors and in their bathrooms. And this is absolutely crucial for enabling them to navigate their homes and carry out tasks independently and confidently. But obviously, people are telling us this is so expensive. They can't avoid it, but it's costing them so much money. Some other examples include people relying on taxis. And we know that taxis are an absolute lifeline for people with sight loss, especially when public transport might be inaccessible or they might not feel safe using it. Taxis allow them to see friends and family, but of course they're incredibly expensive. And one person told us that they're now spending on average £5 extra per journey compared to this time last year. Another one that we didn't expect to hear about was the price of food. Now, we know everyone is sort of saying, you know, food costs more and my weekly shop is coming to more. But what blind and partially sighted people are telling us is that they can't see the discount stickers on food. They can't find the reduced aisle in the supermarket. So they're unable to get the best deals and they are spending more on food. And just to give you an idea of what this actually means in practice. So when surveyed, one in four people with sight loss told us that they spend over £100 per month on additional expenses associated with their sight loss. And one in five say they spend more than £200. So that's a really significant amount of money.
And it's not just in people's wallets and bank balances where they might feel a difference. The report also highlights the real damage to mental health that people often experience as a result of the rise in living costs.
Absolutely. I mean, it's unsurprising that people are feeling, you know, the impact on their mental health and well-being. People are telling us that they're going without the basics. They're no longer able to afford things that seem so basic to them. So people tell us that they think twice about using a gas cooker, for example, and instead they're using a microwave. Others told us that they're no longer able to afford fresh fish and vegetables and they're eating toast instead. And this is having an impact on their health and obviously a knock-on effect on their mental health. But what really has impacted on people is the fact that they're having to go out less because they can't afford to spend money on the public transport or taxis. And over half of the people who responded to our survey are going out less to save money. And those are the people who spoke about the loneliness, the isolation and the feelings of depression they're experiencing because they're no longer able to maintain those social connections and aren't able to, you know, access the activities they enjoy. And a common thread through our research is that people with sight loss are being priced out of activities that help them maintain good mental health and well-being. One person talked about the fact he can no longer go to a nature reserve to listen to the birds. Another person spoke about a social group they go to on a Wednesday, but unfortunately can't access anymore because the taxi journey there is just too expensive. And we know that so many people are having to make the choice between eating and going to do the things they enjoy with friends and family. And, you know, all of these things are so crucial for our sense of belonging and our feeling of connection to our communities. Like I said, it's unsurprising. And another significant thing that's impacting people's mental health is the fact that they're falling into debt. Now, we know the link between debt and mental ill health and poor mental well-being. But blind and partially sighted people are borrowing more, whether that's from credit companies or friends or family. And the people we spoke to who are behind on their monthly bills, you know, the majority of them didn't think that they'd clear those debts within the next 6 months. And of course, this has, you know, such a significant impact on people's well-being.
The report was based on research carried out by RNIB. How were the surveys themselves carried out?
Well, we spoke to 110 people through a survey. So we had an online survey and a paper copy. And because it can be very difficult to reach people, we worked with two local societies, so Sight Life and Vision Support. Sight Life is based in Cardiff, Vision Support up in North Wales. So we had good coverage. So we worked with them so they could talk directly to people when people went to see them face to face, whether that was for, you know, advice or a community group. But we also promoted the survey on our social media, and we wanted to get that kind of overview. But then we wanted to kind of dig a bit deeper into the impact of the cost of living crisis. So we also facilitated some in-person and online focus groups. And that was a real opportunity, not just to explore the challenges, but to actually start drafting up some solutions and recommendations for the Welsh Government as well, and actually to co-produce those with the people being affected.
And following the publication of the report, what are the next steps?
Well, the next steps are making Welsh Government aware of our recommendations. So we want more targeted support for blind and partially sighted people. And, you know, in order to get that, we want Welsh Government to understand these unique challenges and the things that people are telling us. We are meeting with the Minister for Social Justice in July, and that will be an opportunity to talk to her about all of these challenges, like I mentioned, and to actually ask her to work with us so we can make sure people know about the support they're entitled to. We know that Welsh Government have support schemes that are available, but unfortunately, awareness of these is low. We know that only half of people know about the council tax reduction scheme, for example, and 17% of the respondents to our survey knew about discretionary assistance funds. So that's really low. So we need to make sure that these awareness raising campaigns by Welsh Government are accessible, that they're reaching people in a way that meets their access and communication needs. But also, we want the Minister to know that she can work with RNIB to get this information out to people. Survey respondents told us that they turned to organisations like RNIB, Wales Council for the Blind, Sight Life, because they trust us as, you know, sources of information and support. So we want her to know that we're here to support her and we can help get this information in front of the right people.
And how can RNIB currently help people in Wales who might be listening and might be concerned about their own situation?
If you are listening and if you are concerned, please do call RNIB's advice line. There are people who can support you to understand how you can maximise your benefits. You might not be claiming all of the benefits you're entitled to. So please do get in touch and talk to someone, and they can calculate, you know, what you're eligible for.
And where can we find out a bit more information about the Cost of Sight Loss in Wales report and the work of RNIB Cymru?
If you do want to know more about, you know, our work, you can contact me directly. My name's Liz Williams, and our website is where we host all of our reports. So please do go onto the RNIB Cymru website, go to the cost of living pages, and you can find the report there, and you'll be kept up to date with, you know, how this campaign progresses as well.
Liz Williams, Policy and Public Affairs Manager for RNIB Cymru. Diolch yn fawr iawn. Thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Diolch.